Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Anthem by Ayn Rand is a short dystopian novella set in a future society where individuality has been systematically erased. People are raised in rigid groups, assigned jobs by committees, and taught that the word I is sinful. The narrator, a young man known as Equality 7252521, feels an unexplainable inner restlessness that clashes with the collective rules governing every thought and action. When he discovers a hidden tunnel and begins secret experiments, his curiosity becomes an act of rebellion. As he encounters forbidden knowledge and experiences personal desire, he is forced to confront the moral foundations of his world and the cost of obedience. Written with stark simplicity and symbolic intensity, the story functions both as a cautionary tale about totalitarian control and as a philosophical fable about the relationship between selfhood, creativity, and freedom. Despite its brevity, Anthem raises big questions that continue to resonate with readers interested in politics, ethics, and human potential. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, A World Without I: How Collectivism Shapes Identity. Anthem builds its dystopia around a radical premise: the self is forbidden. The society in the novella removes personal identity, not only through laws but through language, education, and ritual. People are named with assigned words and numbers, live in communal homes, and speak as we rather than as individuals. This is not simply a background detail, it is the central mechanism by which power sustains itself. By eliminating the idea of a separate self, the state makes dissent psychologically difficult, since citizens are trained to interpret personal preference as moral corruption. Rand uses this setting to explore how a collectivist framework can transform virtues into vices. Independence becomes arrogance, ambition becomes sin, and curiosity becomes danger. The result is a population that polices itself, fearing social punishment as much as formal authority. The narrator experiences the tension between what he is told to believe and what he feels internally, which highlights a key theme: identity is not easily erased, even under extreme pressure. Through the daily routines and slogans of the society, the book illustrates how ideology becomes ordinary life, and how the loss of personal agency can be normalized until it feels inevitable. Secondly, Forbidden Curiosity: Knowledge is an Act of Rebellion. A major engine of the story is the narrator's urge to understand how the world works. In Anthem, knowledge is tightly controlled because independent thinking threatens centralized authority. Scientific inquiry is limited, innovation is discouraged, and the past is treated as irrelevant or dangerous. Equality 7252501's secret experiments, conducted away from the eyes of the collective, show how curiosity becomes political. He is not initially trying to overthrow society, he is trying to learn. Yet, in a system that values obedience over truth, even the desire to test ideas is a crime. Rand presents discovery as both practical and moral. The narrator's work suggests that progress is driven by individuals willing to question consensus and accept uncertainty. The novella also shows how fear of the unknown can be institutionalized, making stagnation appear safe and change appear wicked. By contrasting the excitement of experimentation with the dull repetition of approved work, the book frames creativity as a human need rather than a luxury. This topic is not only about science, it is about epistemology, how people decide what is real and who gets to decide. In Rand's structure, reclaiming knowledge becomes a pathway toward reclaiming the self. Thirdly, love, choice, and the emergence of personal values. Anthem includes a relationship that functions as more than romance. It becomes a demonstration of choice in a world that denies personal preference. In the collective society, friendship is regulated, mating is controlled, and emotional attachments are treated as threats to social unity. The narrator's bond with Liberty 52000 brings out a different way of relating to others, one rooted in personal recognition rather than group assignment. Their connection highlights a crucial distinction: valuing someone is not the same as submitting to the crowd's approval. As the narrator begins to develop his own priorities, he also begins to build an inner moral framework. Instead of asking what is permitted, he starts asking what is right for him and what aligns with his emerging sense of purpose. Rand uses the relationship to underline how individuality affects not only work and ideas, but also intimacy and loyalty. Choosing another person, and being chosen in return, becomes a quiet but radical assertion that the individual can be a source of meaning. This theme also explores how language and selfhood are connected. As the narrator struggles to express personal feeling in a vocabulary designed to erase it, the story shows that values need words, and words need a self who can speak them. Fourthly, Power and Conformity: The Social Machinery of Control. The novella depicts a society where control is maintained through a combination of institutional authority and social pressure. Councils and rules are visible, but the deeper constraint is cultural conditioning. From childhood, citizens are taught that the collective is the highest good and that disagreement is a moral failing. Public confessions, mandatory schedules, and constant surveillance create an environment where deviation feels both dangerous and shameful. Anthem illustrates how conformity is produced through repetition and the removal of alternatives. If people cannot imagine a different way to live, they are easier to govern. Rand also emphasizes how mediocrity can be politically useful. When excellence is punished and ambition is labeled evil, the system reduces the chances that someone will stand out enough to challenge it. The narrator's conflict with authority reveals the fragility of such a regime. It depends on universal compliance, which means even a single independent mind becomes disproportionately threatening. The story explores how leaders may fear innovation not because it is harmful, but because it makes them unnecessary. This topic connects the book to broader discussions of totalitarianism, propaganda, and groupthink. It also encourages readers to notice how social environments can quietly shape beliefs, turning the desire for acceptance into a tool of governance. Lastly, the rediscovery of self, from collective duty to individual purpose, Anthem's philosophical arc centers on the narrator's transition from living as a function of the group to living as an individual with a chosen purpose. Early in the story, he measures himself against the rules and feels guilt for his differences. Over time, he begins to interpret those differences as strengths. This change is not merely emotional, it involves a reorientation of ethics. The collective teaches that virtue means selflessness, sacrifice, and obedience. The narrator's journey challenges that moral structure by suggesting that selfhood can be the foundation of meaning and progress. A pivotal element of this theme is the idea that purpose arises from personal conviction rather than from assigned duty. When the narrator confronts the remnants of the past, he gains a broader context for what humanity can be, and he begins to define himself in relation to that potential instead of in relation to the crowd. Rand uses symbolism and stark contrasts to make the transformation clear: darkness versus light, confinement versus open space, repetition versus creation. This topic invites readers to consider how they define their own identity and whether their goals reflect genuine choice or inherited expectations. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy short, idea-driven fiction and want a clear introduction to themes of individualism, freedom, and resistance to ideological control. Students and book club members often find it especially useful because its compact length makes it approachable while still offering big philosophical questions to debate. Anthem can benefit a reader's life by sharpening awareness of how language, social expectations, and institutions can shape personal choices. It encourages reflection on the value of independent thinking, the courage required to pursue truth, and the importance of building a personal moral compass instead of outsourcing ethics to a group. Compared to many dystopian classics, Anthem stands out for its fable-like directness and its focus on the inner experience of awakening to selfhood rather than on complex political world-building. That makes it a strong purchase for readers who want a fast, memorable story that doubles as a framework for discussing autonomy, creativity, and meaning. Its influence and continued relevance also make it a worthwhile addition to a personal library, whether you read it for philosophy, literature, or cultural context. If you would like to support Ayn Rand, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.